Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message from our lead pastor, Stephen McDonald.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to our Calvary Candlelight Christmas Eve family service. Man, we've been waiting all year for this one. All of you here in the house and all of you at home, wherever you're joining us, we're so glad that you've joined us on this Christmas Eve. What a special time for our church family to be together in one place. And we're so glad that you've taken time to come, especially all of our guests. So we welcome all of you, all of our extended family that's in the house or joining us online, and all the friends of Calvary all around the world. And so we welcome you in. If you're joining us online, say hello in the chat. Let us know where you're joining us from. We'd love to make you feel at home and also hear where you're joining us from on this Christmas Eve. I also want to take a minute to invite you all back on Sunday for our family blessing services as we end this year strong and then shore up our footing for the coming new year. Now, as we conclude this season of Advent, we have explored together in our Comfort and Joy message series. We've talked about hope and peace and joy and love. These are the things that define our Savior. But these are also the things that He has invited you and I to experience in our lives. Each week, a Calvary family has illuminated our Advent lantern, and they've read about the candle's significance. It's been so powerful, and they've all done such a fantastic job. And you know what? The last candle that now has remained right here is the Christ candle. And it reminds us all that at the center of everything is Christ. And if He's not at the center of your life, then you will have an opportunity tonight to pray that prayer to make sure that He is. Because when we have Him as our priority, everything else falls into that balance. John chapter 8, if you've got your Bibles, verse 12 says, "I am the light of the world," Jesus speaking. "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." You know, Christmas is that time of year where we can all experience comfort and joy and have the light of life through knowing Christ. I'd like to thank you all tonight just for your strength and support in our church family over the years and throughout this past year. We have had a fantastic year, something truly to celebrate. And so we go into this Christmas season celebrating what He's done, but also looking forward with great faith and expectation about what's still to come. Now tonight I want to talk to you about the importance of three families in my life. First one is my own family. This is the one that I was born into. We all have one, right? You can choose your friends, you can't choose your family. It's true, it's very true. But many of us in our families, if we have the ability to spend time with one another at Christmas, have certain traditions that we celebrate. Favorite foods that we love to eat, favorite games that we love to play. Not so much for me, I'm not a huge game fan. I think the damage was done way back when with a board game named Sorry. I hated it. It was brutal. It was painful. Every time you'd get on the thing, and if you hit the thing that made you slide back, everybody in my family would say, "Sorry." I hated it. So to this day, me and board games, we don't get along. But one of the traditions that many of us celebrate is decorating our homes and our Christmas tree specifically. And, you know, during this time of year, we watch certain movies, we hang out together, and usually the tree is a bit of a central focus in the room. But packed up with all our Christmas decorations in those bins that we have, our shoe boxes or other bins that are full of memories. And so I thought it would be good to kind of go down memory lane a little bit when it comes to talking about the importance of these families in my life, the first one being my own. And so I've brought with me some decorations that represent important memories in my life. Now, you've heard of tiny homes before, and you see television shows, but I think this is the tiniest nativity on the planet right here. This little egg represents a story that changed my life, that changed many of your lives. This little nativity represent such a big life-changing story. Now, believe it or not, this little ornament is over 50 years old. I know, right? It's crazy. I don't even know how this thing has survived. Now, I do have to say that not all the characters in the Nativity have made it over the years. A few of them have fallen out, but we do have Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus spot in there. But we've lost some shepherds and some wise men along the way. But this picture is so great for me when it comes to my family. Because my mom, when I was about 7 years old, helped me make this ornament. And I have kind of guarded it over the years so that it still remains intact. It means a lot to me. Again, my family growing up represents relationships that have helped to shape who I am today, that have helped me walk on the path that He's called me to today. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for godly parents in my life who set an example for my sister and I by leading us on that path where we could know and follow Jesus. In Luke chapter 2, verse 13 through 16, it says, "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom His favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off. They found Mary and Joseph and the baby." This was Jesus' family, who was lying in the manger. Now, we wouldn't expect the King of Kings to be born in such humble circumstances or in this tiny little egg that I managed to get him into, but yet that's the case. Very humble beginnings. He was born in a stable, and I think this shows us that no matter how weak, how poor, how insignificant that sometimes we feel we are, Jesus came to save all of us as such a powerful message. And sometimes we forget that beyond His heavenly Father, Jesus had a mom and dad, just like you and I do, which it's important to understand because their influence also helped to shape the man that he became. You know, my immediate family continues to be a great source of strength. I'll say hello to some of them that may be joining us tonight. But this little ornament, this little egg that is now more than 50 years old, represents a big story. Even though it's tiny in size, the story that it represents has been life-changing for me and for some of you today. And I'm praying that by the end of our service tonight, those of you that are searching for that hope and peace will find it in that same story. So that's the first family that has great importance in my life, is the family that I grew up in. Now, the second family of great importance in my life is our family. It's the one that Susan and I created together. She and our two sons, honestly, are the greatest gifts that God has ever given me. And this next ornament that I have, it represents and reminds me, I think, of our crew, my family. This one, honestly, ages well. It seems to get better the more years that pass by, just like me, of course, right? This is the star that sits on the top of our Christmas tree. And so I've stolen it tonight to bring it to be here with you. But this is one of my favorite ornaments, honestly. It's a decoration that I think we bought about 33 years ago, just after Susan and I got married, in a little place called Niagara-on-the-Lake. Now think Fort Langley vibes, right? Very much like that. But over the years, this ages well, that it gets more tarnished and kind of, it to me, it looks better when it's like that. But it reminds me of the shared experiences that we have had, Susan and I and our boys. We've had great times. We've had challenging times. We've had times of laughter, times when tears were shed. But all of those tarnishes, all of those experiences, those bruises has made us better. It's made us stronger. And the influence of my family strengthens me in the place that I stand today. I think the influence that we have within our immediate families can never be underestimated. It's helps to shape us in the things that God's called us to do. But my immediate family continues to be one of the greatest sources of strength and blessing. And this little ornament, again, it represents something so powerful. You know, when I look at this, it kind of shimmers in the night with the decorations that are there. But this reminds me of who remains at the center of our story, at the center of our family. And it's easy, I think, when reading scripture to kind of take the situations we're reading about, the characters, the stories that we're reading about, and forget that these things were happening to actual people, real people. These were young parents with young families, grandparents trying to help kids grow up during difficult times. And so when the angels appeared in the sky and the shepherds were out there in the middle of the night to bring them good news of great joy, that moment, that encounter would eventually lead them to Jesus. And the thrill of them meeting the promised Messiah at such an early point in his life would be crazy exciting. Can you just imagine things and stories and prophecies that you had heard about for so long? But these were real people that followed a star in the sky to find this moment. And I think that we forget that sometimes the excitement that they had, they probably took it to the people they loved the most. They probably took it home to those they love. Those would have been the first people likely to hear this news. Luke chapter 2, verses 16 to 18 says, "So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word." They took it and told everybody. Well, again, to who? Their wives, their children, their grandparents, their parents, their immediate family, concerning all that had been told to them about the child and all who heard it, all those families that were impacted by the good news. It says that they were amazed at what the shepherds told them. I want you to think tonight about your influence in the lives of those that are closest to you. And I want you to know that you can never underestimate the power of that influence, especially when it comes to the decisions you make in this lifetime, especially when you say yes to Jesus. Because of that decision in my own parents' life, it has influenced the way that I have lived my life in front of my own children. And so that star, it reminds me of the strength that I draw from our little family. And I pray that you see that in your own. And then finally, the third family of great importance in my life is his family. It's the family of God. Most of my adult life, when I look back, has been dedicated to serving the local church, the thing that is at the very center of the heart of God. And I realize that to love him truly is also to love his church. Now, the last decoration that I have is a newer one. And this one reminds me that as a church, we're so much better together. And this is one of my new favorites. And it's a heavy one. I'll show it to you here. It looks even better at night, so all the kids are going to enjoy this one. This was a Christmas lantern given to me by our Filipino small group here at the church. And I love the fact that our groups come together and they can express themselves in such love, but they also share my love for the mouse. And so they gave this to us. So this is our newest memory and keepsake that sits on our mantle now. But when I look at it, it reminds me of all of you. The sparkles, the swirling, the movement of what God is doing within us all. And so when we look at these families in our life, from the one that we grew up in to the ones that we have forged and built with those that we love, right through to the one that maybe we sit next to tonight. Or for those of you watching online, distance doesn't change the fact that all of us belong to his family. So important to know. And the head of that family is the king. The baby that was born, the baby that we focus on and celebrate tonight, especially as we light the Christ candle. If you've got your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. It says, "So now you Gentiles," so there's Jews and Gentiles, that's all of us, "are no longer strangers and foreigners." So if you're our guest tonight, whether you're joining us online or here in the house, you're not a stranger, you're not a foreigner, you're part of our family. It says you are citizens along with God's holy people. You are members of God's family. We, all of us, are a part of his family tonight. But our family experiences are not all the same. I understand that. Some are filled with memories that some would like to maybe forget or to put away because of the hurt and the pain that comes with some of those relationships. But I want you to know that his family is a new home to grow in relationships, to find freedom, to find faith, to find healing from the things that maybe you have encountered in your own families. Now, maybe tonight, maybe your family is mixed with memories that you both cherish and memories that you wish you had a do-over. You wish you could have done things maybe differently. But his family, again, his church, is a place for you to find love, to give love, to navigate those difficult times to reach a better day. Tonight, I want to invite you. I want to invite all of you, whether you're here in the house or whether you're watching online, I want to invite you to be a part of this loving, supporting family. Not just a service that we come to on Sunday, but a group of people who do life together, who live together, who celebrate one another in the victories, who shed tears and express sorrow when we go through tough times together. And like this colorful lantern that was given to me by a small group, I'm reminded of how strong our church is because of those small groups. And if you don't have one or you've never been a part of one, I would encourage you that even as you step into the new year, to try one out. Because what you're going to discover is new friends that you will feel like you've always known, that will bring great strength to you the same way that they have been a strength to me. Because this family, his family, is part of the rescue plan of heaven for all of humanity, that the lost could be found and find freedom and belonging. Now, tonight, as we turn our attention to the Christ candle and bring our season of Advent to a close, we're reminded of the words of Jesus himself in John chapter 12, verse 46. Jesus said, "I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should ever stay in darkness." So we were all at a place in our life, in different parts of our life, whether it's our finances or our relationships, where we've experienced darkness. But now a light shines. Now hope has come. Which brings us to the moment in our Christmas Eve service that many of us look forward to all year long. So it's time to take your candle. You were all given one when you came through the door. Kids got a glow stick. If you're joining us from home, make sure you go and find a candle so that you can celebrate with us at this time. Because this is the great opportunity for us to be reminded symbolically of the light that not only shines in our life, but the light that shines so much stronger when all those lights are combined and come together. So, as our worship team joins me here tonight and we light our candles, we're going to sing Silent Night together. And so take your candle, again, whether you're at home or in the house, and let's sing together. You know, as we celebrate Christmas as a church family, we are so, so eternally thankful for the King who has come and now abides within us. Heaven came to earth and changed it all. So I want to take a moment right now before we close and pray. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for your families. Let's believe that as we head into this new year, as we celebrate tonight with family, that we would do it with Christ burning strong at the center of all of our family relationships. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you came into this world into humble beginnings, that you were a part of an earthly family, that you painted a picture of the value and strength of what that relationship could be. And that, Lord, now you have created a much larger family, so that regardless of whether our family experiences bring memories of pain, now we are brought into a brand new family that is filled with hope, filled with new opportunities, new beginnings. And so we're thankful for that tonight. Father, I pray for every person in our service tonight, both online and here in the house, that if you're searching today for answers, you're seeking to know freedom, maybe in some part of your life that you just cannot get any traction in, tonight I would like to pray with you. And if that's you and you'd say, Pastor Steve, I don't want to miss this opportunity on Christmas Eve to receive the gift that means the most in my life. If that's you, tonight you can know Jesus in a personal way. That little depiction of the nativity actually holds incredibly big strength and power when it comes to how it transitions and transforms our life into who God has called us to be. So if that's you, pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying on a cross for me, for coming into this world with such humble beginnings. But in your growth as a man, you laid it all down for each of us. Come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, and forgive me of all my sins, that I would celebrate this hope wherever I go. And now, Lord, I pray for every other individual and family that's watching, that tonight you would be strengthened with the knowledge that you are a part of the family of God, and that we can celebrate and are so much stronger when we stand together. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, from our family to yours, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.